581 years ago, in the year 1439, a revolution began. In that year, Johannes Gutenberg introduced mechanical movable type, and so began a printing revolution that ushered in the modern era. His innovation played a key role in the development of the Renaissance, the Reformation, the Age of Enlightenment, and the scientific revolution. Additionally, he laid the material basis for the modern knowledge-based economy and the widespread education of people throughout the world. And from the time that he printed his first Gutenberg Bible, an estimated 5 billion copies of the Bible have been published, making the Bible the most published book in history. More by far than quotations from Chairman Mao, and even more than Harry Potter. Today, we celebrate Pentecost, or more accurately, given that Pentecost is tomorrow, the Vigil of Pentecost. As we heard in the first reading from Genesis, the people, literally in the original Hebrew, the sons of Adam, just like their forebears, Adam and Eve, rebelled against God, their creator, and tried to attain godlike heights by building a tower with its top to the sky. But God had other plans for them and scattered them all over the earth by confusing their language. Since the time of the Tower of Babel, humanity, specifically the Hebrew nation, was scattered, rebelling and wandering through the desert, experiencing defeat and exile at the hands of foreign invaders, still searching, still longing, still thirsting for God. But God, through his infinite mercy, forgave their rebellious nature, saved them from their wanderings, and came down to us through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus, from whom, as we hear in today's gospel, flows rivers of living water. Those rivers of living water referred to the Holy Spirit. But there was no Spirit yet because Jesus had not yet been glorified. All of that was to occur on Pentecost after Jesus' passion, death, resurrection, and ascension, which were all in the future of today's gospel setting. Through the descent of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, God reversed the confusion of humanity at Babel by enabling Jesus' disciples to proclaim his word, the mighty acts of God, to the ends of the earth. And the word, through the Holy Spirit, continues to spread, even in the modern age. 41 years ago this week, on this, the Vigil of Pentecost, St. Pope John Paul II, returning to his native Poland for the first time since his papal election, ended his homily in Victory Square in Warsaw with the following words: "Let your spirit descend. Let your spirit descend and renew the face of the earth, the face of this land." And the Spirit responded. John Paul's 9-day visit unleashed a revolution of conscience in that communist-suppressed country that led to the disintegration of the Soviet bloc and the tearing down of the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain, 10 years later. Pentecost is the birthday of the church. The church is what she is because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Without the Spirit, this cathedral is Babel, an empty monument to ourselves. Without the Spirit, we could never be raised up and brought into covenant with the Lord. Without the Spirit, We are stagnant water, incapable of sustaining life. When we recognize and cooperate with the Spirit, we realize that we are not competitors of God, but rather a people invited to His dwelling place, His mountain, to enter into a life-giving, loving relationship with Him forever. With the Spirit, we are rescued as we call upon the name of the Lord. We become fertile and life-giving, and we flow as the purest, cleanest water that comes down a fresh mountain stream. So let us unleash our own personal revolution of conscience as we echo the words of today's responsorial psalm and Pope John Paul II. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.